The following are considered derivatives of water. We had in the previous mission that water is one of the seven liquids, that if it comes in contact with food, would render the food susceptible. And the following is also considered water, and therefore if they come in contact with food, they would also render the food susceptible. Hayotzim min ha'ayin, tear that comes from the eye, has the same din as water. Min ha'ozen, min ha'chotem, mucus from the ears, or the nose, is also considered mayin. Min ha'peh, saliva from the mouth, is also considered mayin. Merek, lion, bang dolem, bang tamen, l'daito, vishalo l'daito, urine, whether it comes from a gutter or an adult, or a cough and a chop, whether the urine was emitted with his das intentionally, or was emitted unintentionally, in all these cases, the urine had the same din as mine. Tobus ludam. The following is considered a derivative of blood. How rendered through susceptible just like blood. Dam shchita, by the hemo, the chayo, the ofo, is hot to hold. Blood that comes from the shchita of kosher animal, beasts, or birds. The dam hakaza lishtia. When you let blood and you plan on giving that blood to drink to an animal or to a non-Jew, since you plan on giving that blood to be drunk, it's considered dam, it's considered mashka. It's a liquid that would render food susceptible. Mechala, kechala. Way from milk has the same thing as milk. And it would render food susceptible. Ba'a mocha, kishemen. She'ena mocha, yotim midei shemen, divrei rabbi shemen. Sap from olive has the same thing as olive oil itself and it renders food susceptible. Even though the sap itself is not considered a liquid according to rabbi shemen. But since it's impossible to have sap without a little bit of olive oil mixed in, so therefore that sap comes into contact with food and renders the food susceptible, since it has some olive oil mixed in, and olive oil is one of the liquids that renders food susceptible. Rabbi Meir said, it is possible for sap not to have olive oil mixed in, and even if it doesn't have olive oil mixed in, it still renders food susceptible, since the sap itself is considered a liquid, and it would render food susceptible even without the olive oil. The blood of a shirt, one of the Shemona Tzrasim, they wrote that it's mitame bikadosh, the size of the lentil. And it didn't, that if you have less than the size of the lentil of the basar from the shirt, but together with the dam of the shirt, if you have the size of the lentil, the dam would combine with the basar to be mitame. But the dam of the shirt would not be mashem. If it comes in contact with food, it would not cause the food to be susceptible to become tame. And the Mishnah says that we have nothing like this, meaning to say we have no other example in which the blood would combine with the basar to be metame. Only by sherets do we say that the blood combines with the basar to be metame. The following liquids are metame and it's machshir. The following liquids are tame and are metame, other things that they come into contact with them, and they're also machshir. They come into contact with food, the food will be susceptible to become tame. The emission of a zol, that liquid which you emit, would be metame and mashir. The ruko, the shikhba zara, umeme raglo. The saliva, semen, and urine from a zol also, it's metame and mashir. The revius min hamez, a quarter of a load of dam from a maize, metame and mashir. The dam and eat. And the blood of the meat also is metame and mashir. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, shikhba zara, ain't a mashir. Rabbi Eliezer argued, with one point on the Tanakam. He said that semen is not mashir, it's not considered a mashka liquid, and therefore if it comes in contact with food, it would not cause it to become susceptible to be tum. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argued dam hanida ain't a mashir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues it's a different point on the Tanakam. He held the blood of anida is not mashir, if it comes in contact with food, the food would not be susceptible. And just like blood from the rectum would not be considered mashir, so too dam hanida is not mashir, according to Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam ha-mace, ain't no mashir. Rabbi Shimon said, the dam of a mace is not mashir. He argues a different point from the time of time. He argues that once a person dies, his dam is no longer considered a mashir. So therefore, if it comes into contact with food, it would not cause the food to be susceptible to become tum. The napa al-dalat, korda, behit har. If blood of a mace falls on a pumpkin, you can scrape it off, the pumpkin would be tum. And since the question of Rabbi Shimon, dam ha-mace is not mashir, that was the blood fall on the pumpkin, we're not called the pumpkin to be susceptible to become tummy. But you have to scrape it out before eating the pumpkin. The blood of a person is also the achille, not let eat the blood of a person but our bummer. There's a different reason why you can't eat the blood. Since the blood comes from a mace, it's also by a mace, not only do I benefit from anything from a mace, therefore, I have to scrape out the dam before eating the pumpkin.